The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Happy Thursday, BT and News listeners. Welcome to, the last day of February 2019, and welcome to the News Show. Yes, it is the 28th of February. We're going to get you caught up with the best technology news that's been happening, coming your way right now, as we always do, in about 5 minutes. Gonna feel like deja vu to you. BBC, ITV, streaming service. Sound familiar? Yeah, we're getting reports that they're hoping to launch a homegrown rival to Netflix. Now, BritBox, people that are outside of the UK, that might sound familiar to you. That's already available in the US and Canada. Well, there's talk now of trying to bring it on home. And by doing so, it would bring a whole bunch of otherwise unavailable archive content to subscribers in the UK. Both them and ITV are working on a proposal and hopes other broadcasters will also get involved too. Meaning not only with content, I'm sure with a little bit of moolah as well. Now, of course, it's not just content providers and who's on board. It's also up to the regulators too, who will eventually have to approve the service. But little birdies are telling us it seems that might be a go-ahead for them, because these little birdies are saying they could be actually launching this thing towards the end of 2019. Now, nobody knows what it's going to cost. Over in the US and Canada, it's $7 a month, so maybe around 7 to 10 pounds might be the respective conversion for the UK. Headed over to India now, and boy, has it been one hell of a battle with Warner Music and Spotify. In case you hadn't heard, there's been a whole legal mess with Warner Music Group and Spotify getting the service up and running there in India. But apparently, the two sides, apparently in the last 24 or 48 hours or something like that, they've kissed and made up or something. In any case, it looks to be about 1.3 billion people in India are about to be Spotifyized. So what will separate India Spotify from the rest of the world Spotify? First off's the price. You know, most of us pay $9.99 a month, or £9.99 in the UK. Well, they're going to pay about $1.67 a month. Wow! And on top of that, if they don't even want to pay for it, they can actually listen to songs on demand for free, and they get to choose. Though we're hearing that's just going to start at first. Eventually, it will be all ad-supported. And you won't be able to choose what you want to listen to, when you want to listen to it, unless you have the premium subscription. And finally, speaking of music streaming, have you opened up your Google Home app? What do you see there? Spotify? Yeah. Tidal? Yeah. Google Music? Of course. What's that? Apple Music? Really? Yeah. Believe it or not, the Apple Music icon has showed up in the Google Home app for iOS and even Android. Now, I know, I can hear you jumping up and down on your chair, your bed, or wherever the hell you're at right now. Stop jumping. Apparently, this thing is a bug. The appearance of the Apple Music icon and settings in the Home app was, just a mistake. A big old bug. In fact, a Google spokesperson said, "We've got nothing to announce regarding updates to Google Home, and don't look for Apple Music anytime soon." So yeah, that glimmer of hope thinking, oh boy, Apple's finally caved in because they know they need to, doesn't look like it's gonna happen. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our home for all that is BTN. Get subscribed to our podcast over there. Check out so much more that's going on over there at the official website right now. You can check us out on Facebook and Instagram as well at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way for your Friday edition. We each caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a grand old Thursday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.